1 Kings chapter 16. Sermon 4 by Paul C. Jong. Even if you build Samaria, if you set up an altar for Baal, it is an evil kingdom before God. 1 Kings chapter 16 verses 1 through 34. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, Inasmuch as I lifted you out of the dust, and made you ruler over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam, and have made my people Israel sin, to provoke me to anger with their sins. Surely I will take away the posterity of Baasha, and the posterity of his house, and I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. The dog shall eat whoever belongs to Baasha and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the fields. Now the rest of the acts of Baasha, what he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Baasha rested with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah. Then Elah his son reigned in his place. And also the word of the Lord came by the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha and his house, because of all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed them. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, Elah, the son of Baasha, became king over Israel, and reigned 2 years in Tirzah. Now his servant Zimri, commander of half his chariots, conspired against him as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and struck him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. Then it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he was seated on his throne, that he killed all the household of Baasha. He did not leave him one male, neither of his relatives nor of his friends. Thus Zimri destroyed all the household of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet, for all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, by which they had sinned, and by which they had made Israel sin, in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Elah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, Zimri had reigned in Tirzah 7 days. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. Now the people who were encamped heard it said, Zimri has conspired and also has killed the king. So all Israel made Omri, the commander of the army, king over Israel that day in the camp. Then Omri and all Israel with him went up from Gibbethon, and they besieged Tirzah. And it happened, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the citadel of the king's house, and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire, and died because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he had committed to make Israel sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri, and the treason he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then the people of Israel were divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni the son of Ginath, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed over the people who followed Tibni the son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri became king over Israel, and reigned 12 years. 6 years he reigned in Tirzah. And he bought the hill of Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver. Then he built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built, Samaria, after the name of Shemer, owner of the hill. Omri did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all who were before him. For he walked in all the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin, by which he had made Israel sin, provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. Now the rest of the acts of Omri which he did, and the might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Omri rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. Then Ahab his son reigned in his place. In the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, Ahab the son of Omri became king over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. Now Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took as wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him. Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he had built in Samaria, and Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation with Abiram his firstborn, and with his youngest son Segub he set up its gates, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through Joshua the son of Nun. The latter part of 1 Kings chapter 16 shows the age of Omri and Ahab. Omri seized the kingship as a strong force within northern Israel, and he bought the hill of Samaria and built a city. In human history, Omri can look like a politically important king. He established a new capital and set the foundations of the kingdom in order. But the scriptures evaluate him as an evil king before God. He did worse than all who were before him and walked in all the ways of Jeroboam. After Omri, Ahab becomes king. Ahab was a more evil king than Omri. He regarded following the sin of Jeroboam as rather a trivial thing, and took as his wife Jezebel, the daughter of the king of Sidon. And he served and worshipped Baal, built a temple of Baal in Samaria, and set up an altar. He even made a wooden image of Asherah. The sin of northern Israel did not stop at the golden calf faith of Jeroboam. In the days of Ahab, it deepened into the worship of Baal and Asherah. This word shows that outward success and spiritual truth can differ. Omri built Samaria, but did not return to God. Ahab set up the altar of Baal in the center of the kingdom. The city and the palace were built, but the way of salvation God had ordained receded further away. Today as well, a church can build its outward form. It can build buildings, organizations, and systems, and gather many people. But without the gospel of the water and the Spirit, it is not a kingdom of life before God. The truth that Jesus took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John received the judgment of those sins on the cross and completed salvation by rising again from death must be at the center. Without this truth, even if we build Samaria, our faith can become one that raises the altar of Baal. The kingdom's division in two was the result of hearts departing from God. After Zimri died, the people of northern Israel were divided in two. Half followed Tibni, and half followed Omri. In the end, those who followed Omri prevailed. And after Tibni died, Omri became king. Northern Israel had already been divided from southern Judah, and now it was divided in two again within itself. Division is not a merely political problem. At its root lies the sin of departing from God. Jeroboam made golden calves to protect his own kingship and kept the people from going to the temple and the law of sacrifice God had ordained. The moment it departed from the way God ordained, northern Israel lost its true center. So with every change of king, treason and division continued. A faith that has departed from the gospel of the water and the Spirit also loses the center of the heart. If a person claims to believe in Jesus while sin remains in his heart, he cannot be bold before God. He repeats prayers of repentance and holds on to his own deeds. But his conscience does not gain freedom from the problem of sin. Such a faith leaves division inside the soul. He lives in the contradiction of calling himself righteous while feeling in his heart that he is a sinner. The true peace God gives is within the gospel of the water and the Spirit. When Jesus received baptism from John, our sins passed on to him. On the cross, the judgment of those sins was ended. And by his rising again from death, we have been justified. The person who believes this truth stands before God as a righteous person who has received the remission of sin. The building of Samaria does not mean spiritual restoration. Omri bought the hill of Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver and built a city on the hill. And he called the name of the city Samaria. Samaria afterward becomes the center of northern Israel. Seen with human eyes, Omri was a king who did great things. He secured a new center for the kingdom and laid a politically stable foundation. But the scriptures do not speak of Omri's building of Samaria as spiritual restoration. Rather, they say that he did evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all who were before him. He built Samaria, but he did not cast away the way of Jeroboam. The golden calf faith and the corrupted law of sacrifice remained just as they were. This gives us an important lesson today. Building the outward form is not in itself standing rightly before God. Putting up a church building, equipping an organization, and doing many works do not in themselves make true faith. What God looks at is whether the gospel of the water and the Spirit is at the center. An outward form without the gospel of the water and the Spirit is like Samaria. It can look great and solid, but the altar of Baal can be set up inside it. If we leave out the baptism of Jesus and speak only of the cross, we cannot know how sin was passed on to Jesus. Then sin does not disappear from a person's heart. Before building the outward form, the believer must first stand on the truth of salvation God has ordained. When the sin of Jeroboam is counted light, it deepens into the sin of Ahab. Ahab regarded following the sin of Jeroboam as rather a trivial thing. This is the starting point of his great sin. The sin of Jeroboam was by no means a light sin. It was the sin of changing the law of sacrifice God had ordained, making the people serve golden calves like God, and leading the whole people into wrong faith. But Ahab regarded that sin as something small. Ahab, who counted the sin of Jeroboam light, went on into deeper idolatry. He took Jezebel as his wife, served Baal, built the temple of Baal in Samaria, and set up an altar. He even made a wooden image of Asherah. The sin of northern Israel now developed into open pagan idolatry. Sin deepens when it is counted light. If we count the gospel of the water and the Spirit? God has ordained a light thing. Faith degenerates more and more into human desire and worldly religion. If we think, it does not matter if I do not know the baptism of Jesus, it is enough to believe only in the cross, or even if sin remains in the heart, it is all right if I keep praying prayers of repentance, we drift away from the way of the remission of sin God has ordained. The baptism Jesus received is not a secondary element of salvation. Because Jesus received baptism from John, our sins passed on to him. The cross is the judgment that came upon the Lord, who had taken charge of those sins. And his rising again from death is the proof that that salvation is complete. If we count this gospel of the water and the Spirit light, we can end up flowing, like Ahab, into deeper idolatry. Baal and Asherah are the heart that puts the abundance of the flesh before God. Ahab served Baal. Baal was regarded as a god of abundance, rain, and farming. Asherah, too, was an idol connected with fertility and the prosperity of the flesh. In the end, the faith of Ahab's days became a religion, not for seeking the remission of sin and the righteousness that God gives, but for obtaining the abundance of the world and the blessings of the flesh. There can be Baal and Asherah today as well. The heart that counts material abundance, success, health, the prosperity of one's children, and doing well in the world greater than God is the heart that serves Baal and Asherah. If a person claims to believe in God but has no interest in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and seeks only that the circumstances of his flesh may go well, that is no different from the idolatry of Ahab's days. The purpose for which God saved us is not to let us fulfill the desires of the flesh. The Lord delivered us from sin so that we might serve the righteousness of God. Jesus took charge of our sins by receiving baptism from John, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and gave us new life by rising again from death so that we might live as a people belonging to God. The believer can ask God for material things, but material things must not take the place of God. We can pray for the needs of life, but the abundance of the flesh must not come before the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The faith of Baal and Asherah cannot lead a person to God, and in the end it provokes the anger of God. If we rebuild what God has torn down, the curse follows. In the days of Ahab, Heel of Bethel built Jericho. He lost his firstborn son, Abiram, when he laid its foundation. And he lost his youngest son, Segub, when he set up its gates. This came about according to the word the Lord had spoken through Joshua, the word that a curse would come upon whoever rebuilt the Jericho God had torn down, was fulfilled just as it was. Jericho was a city God had judged. When a man tries to rebuild what God has torn down, it becomes an act of taking the word of God lightly. In the days of Ahab, the king served Baal and Asherah, and from among the people came a man who did without fear what God had warned against. This shows how much that age despised the word of God. Spiritually as well, we must not rebuild what God has torn down. The person who has received the remission of sin through the gospel of the water and the Spirit must not set up again the desires of the world, his own righteousness, and false faith. The Lord ended our sins by his baptism, the cross, and his resurrection from death. We must not set up again a faith that tries to wash away sin by our own efforts and prayers of repentance. We must not build again the city of sin God has torn down. The believer must be not a person who builds Jericho, but a person who builds the house of faith on the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We must not set up again the worldly desires and false doctrines God has already judged, but remain within the truth of salvation Jesus Christ has accomplished. An outward form without the gospel of the water and the Spirit becomes in the end a city of idols. 1 Kings chapter 16 shows that outward success and spiritual corruption can go together. Omri built Samaria. Ahab built the temple of Baal inside that Samaria. The kingdom seemed to grow more solid, but before God it flowed into deeper idolatry. The church and the believer today must also look back at themselves before this word. What are we building? Are we building an outward form like Samaria? Or are we building souls on the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit? There may be buildings and organization and scale of ministry, but if the salvation completed by the baptism of Jesus, the cross, and his resurrection from death is not at the center, it is not a city of life before God. What pleases God is the faith that stands on the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Jesus Christ took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John. The Lord received the judgment of those sins on the cross and justified us completely by rising again from death. The person who believes this truth is the person who has received the remission of sin before God. Therefore, we must not count the sin of Jeroboam a light thing. We must not become people who build a city and yet do not return to God, like Omri. We must not put the abundance of the flesh and the success of the world before God, as those serving Baal and Asherah, like Ahab. We must not become people who rebuild the Jericho God has torn down, like Heel. The believer must hold on to the gospel of the water and the Spirit as his most precious treasure. With this truth, he must keep his own heart, and he must pass this truth on to the next generation and to souls. More important than Samaria is the word of salvation God has established. More precious than the altar of Baal is the gospel of the water and the Spirit that Jesus Christ has accomplished. Only the person who stands on this truth can escape the deep stream of idolatry and stand within the life and peace God gives.